Let's talk about a man who's had a rather remarkable week, really, Mark Roberts, who'd been out of the side for quite a long period. We'd seen him here and there, but he'd had Josh Coulson and Tom Dallison ahead of him. Sometimes as a manager, you look at all the evidence you've got in front of you, you make a decision, you must be absolutely chuffed with that one because he's come in and done really well.
Well, first and foremost, I'm really chuffed for Robbo. You know, he's a top man, a real, real top guy. And even in the, you know, the dark days of not playing. And they are dark days as a footballer because that's what you want to do. You want to pull on the shirt and you want to, you know, have that feeling on a Saturday night of looking at yourself in the mirror and saying that, you know, you've earned your wages that week. And sadly, you know, for Mark, he's not been able to feel that way up until the last two games. I have to take my hat off to him and say that even in them times where he's not played, he's just been an ultra, ultra pro. So he knows what he's done. He knows what, you know, what he's achieved on the training ground to put himself back into the fore. And he's taking his chance. I always say, you know, your chances never took. You're constantly being monitored and you're constantly being judged. But I think that the performance levels that he's managed to put in the last two games have been very high.
Did he just give you a little hint in training last week that he was the man to go with?
Yeah. I never judge the team on reputations alone. I always judge on what they've produced in the week. And the you know, the quality of his training pushed him to the front of the queue. And I thought he produced a real strong performance on Saturday and an equally impressive one on Tuesday night. Capped off with a goal, which was great for him.
And another slight change, which seems to have worked out well. Leon Legg taking the captaincy. He has played very, very well for a number of weeks, and you're giving him the captain's armband. You've got two wins on the board, so clearly you're happy with that as well.
Well, yeah. In terms of Leon taking the captaincy, I think if he was to rewind the clock, you'd always hear me talk about leadership qualities. Can't just come from one person. We have to make sure that we've got a group of guys down in there who lead the dressing room and lead the situations that take place on the pitch. Leon was always one of them characters, but Luke's a huge character for us as well. You know, he leads by an example on the pitch in terms of the way that he plays, and just because he's not got that band on his arm doesn't mean that he's not a leader for us. So I think we have to look at the captaincy in a few, you know, from a few angles. As much as people make a real big deal, I'm the one person at this football club who actually doesn't, because I look at the leadership qualities that we've got in that dressing room, and you can pull any one of four or five out there capable to pull on that captain's band.
Let's do the injuries then, potentially quite a few. Should we start with the longest, as it were, or the furthest to go and go forward? So I think George Maris has been out the longest. He had, it was a groin originally, then he did his ankle. How is he now?
Yeah, still out, George. Had a little bit of a slight knock back in the week as well, so we've had to just take him back a few days, just kind of hold him back in his recovery, because we have to be careful. I don't want anybody being out for too long. So, you know, if George misses an extra week, he has to miss an extra week.
James Dunn and Cool picked up that injury against Mansfield, I think it was. I think you were imagining that it'd be probably another week or so from here. Is that still the case?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we've seen him out on the training field today, which is great. Probably too early for the weekend. But he's, you know, that was an injury that came at the absolute wrong time for us, because I thought his display against Mansfield was very good. So to lose him in the manner that we did, and then to miss him for the last two or three games has been a hindrance to us. But no, he's getting closer, which is great.
And Piero with his hamstring, I think he's not too bad. He hasn't been too far away.
No, we're more than hopeful with Piero for the weekend. You know, we're hopeful that he can at least be part of the group. Whether or not he'll be fit enough to start is a different kind of question. But no, we've managed Piero really well, you know, and him being available for his old club this weekend, you know, I think that's been a driving factor as well.
And Joe Piggott, is he hamstring as well?
No, Joe's had a stiff back, and that came on all of a sudden last week. So he's been to see the chiropractor probably 4 or 5 times, and we've had to shut him down. But again, Joe was on the training field this morning and looked like he was moving a lot freer.
Yeah, because backs are always a bit of a strange one, aren't they? That bit harder to judge?
Well, it's the nucleus, isn't it, of how your body works. You know, everything comes from your back. So I think when you get that soreness and that stiffness that Joe's had, you know, you need to be a little bit tentative in terms of trying to push it.
And Mehdi Alito, he missed Tuesday night. What was up with him?
Mehdi has a problem with his knee, a problem that he's been nursing for a few weeks now. We've managed to get him out, and we've seen some really top performances from Mehdi. I think none more so than the game against Newport, but no, his knee was too sore to be involved on Tuesday, so the likelihood is that we'll be missing Mehdi again for the weekend.
Yeah, is it a case with him, rest him for a bit, let it go down and see where you go from there?
Yeah, I mean, to push these types of injuries just for the sake of one game, as much as you want all your players available, and every manager does, you know, it gives you a great problem. I'd rather players miss one rather than miss 6 or 7.
And Adam McGurk, he came off towards the end of Tuesday's game.
Yeah, Adam's been in the treatment room again this morning, and you know, we're not too optimistic for Adam this weekend.
Was that a muscle strain?
It was a clash. It was a knee to the back that made his back spasm, and he was getting sensations down the back of his hamstring. So again, that all comes from the back.
And aside from that, well, I guess we've got the long-termers, but otherwise all present and correct?
Yeah, we'll be looking forward to the weekend with one or two, hopefully, coming back from the squad of Tuesday night. But even when you are down to lower numbers, it gives an opportunity for others, and we saw Matt Foy on the bench, which is, again, a testament to what's going on, you know, below the surface. You know, we've been able to see 3, maybe 4 of the youth players this year, albeit a number of them in pre-season, but Leon Davis playing a few weeks ago and then Matt being on the bench on Tuesday night, it's good signs for the future of the football club.